25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production, our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today, as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
You are listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for You. Thank God, He loves us. The only true living God is love. And He is just. So He will repay those who wrong us. Have you recognized your need for mercy? Have you realized we all have gone astray, turning each one his, her own way, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? But there is one true living God in three persons. The three agree, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And God so loved the world, you, me, that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth and mankind. He sent Him into the world to be the Savior of the world, to be our Savior. The Father sent the only begotten Son into the world that we should live through Him, receive through Jesus the Christ, the only Lord God and Savior, His mercy, His grace. Jesus says to all, whether you are born in the Ukraine, in Russia, China, the United States, we all are in need of mercy. We're all in need of forgiveness. We're all in need of being born again of the Holy Spirit of God through the only begotten Son, who was, is, and always will be the Lord God and Savior, the only Lord God and Savior. I wrote this little, it says, can I be forgiven? Sometimes we may know that we have gone astray, that we have been sinners, are sinners, in need of mercy and forgiveness. And here, in these words, the Lord had said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. But, sadly, all we went astray, turning each one his her own way. We have not been good. We're not able to be good without the Holy Spirit of God. We may try. We may think, well, I'm better than somebody else. But we're not perfect like the only true living God is. And when Jesus became flesh to bear our sin on his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness. Jesus became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He invites us wherever we were born, wherever we are living, to come to follow him. For Jesus says, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. He says, that it's not that we love God, but that he loves us. Herein is love, he says. Not that we love God, but that he loves us. And sent his Son to make atonement for our sins. For you see, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He did not send Jesus the Christ to condemn you, to condemn me, but to provide a way to receive forgiveness and new life. The person who has Jesus the Christ, Lord God and Savior, has life. But when we do not have Jesus as Lord God and Savior, we do not have the life that we need, that we were purposed by Jesus, forming us in our mother's womb, to come to him, to have the life that we need. So Jesus says, come, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you life. I will give you my peace, my forgiveness, my love, and new life. For you see, only to as many as receive him, Jesus gives the right, the power to become children of God, to be forgiven, to have the Holy Spirit of God to restore us, to restore us to a relationship with the only true living God through Jesus giving us the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus says, whoever will may come, and whoever comes, I will not turn away. I want to share with you an article comparing the mercy and grace of the only true living God with man's ways. You know, atheism is the devil's religion, and the devil, the enemy of God our enemy, who caused Eve and Adam, the first woman and man, in the garden to fail to listen to God, but to listen to Satan, who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And so the first man and woman became separated from God, no longer possessing the Holy Spirit of God to give them the fullness of life that Jesus, the Lord God, had created in the beginning. When he created Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, the Holy Spirit, Adam was fully alive. And he created Eve from the side of Adam and gave her the breath of life, the Holy Spirit. But when they listened to Satan's lies and became slaves under bondage to Satan, only through Jesus, the Lord God Creator, can we be forgiven and set free. Can we receive the fullness of life we were created to have? I want to share with you this article. I'll bring it up on the screen. Okay. When I came to realize my need for forgiveness and received a right relationship with Jesus, the only true living Word, the one who created heaven and earth and mankind and me. And now I was born again. I was forgiven and set free. And I realized then that God was no longer far away, that I belonged to him. Forgiven and set free. And I realized that I had a relationship with God, that I belonged to God. At that very moment, I did not understand how that had come about. But as I read God's Word, read for yourself the Gospel of John and know that Jesus is the light of the world. Those who turn and come to him, those who follow him, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And that evening my life began. And here I stopped using two words. Luck, there's no such thing. God wants to provide for us, to meet our needs through our depending on him, relying on him. He says, cast all your care on me, for I care for you. And since we are going to have a break shortly, those two words I stopped using because I knew they were not helpful, not real. And that first word, luck, for now I knew the provision of God for my life. And the other word, religion, because I knew that now I had a relationship with the living God, a relationship that brought me the renewal, the restoring of life by his Holy Spirit. We will take a short break and be right back. Stay tuned.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for You. I'm your host, Myra Jean, coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. There is an article that was written by Dr. Michael Brown. You can connect with him yourself on the internet. You might find down here when we're at the end what his show is called. This is from Dr. Michael Brown, and this is him speaking, okay? He says, I was participating in a Christian leadership forum this week when one of the leaders began to speak with passion, describing the new religion of the world. It's a merciless religion, he said. A religion that condemns upon accusation, a religion that smears and judges without a fair trial. It is a religion that is sweeping our nation. It's a religion that is far from the cross. The religion of the world does not understand the concept of presumed innocent until proven guilty. Rather, you are presumed guilty based on mere accusation with no way to erase the stain even when falsely accused. The religion of the world is self-righteous, and so it has no problem pointing a harsh finger at others, not understanding that when you point the finger at someone else, three fingers are pointed back to you. Because the religion of the world doesn't understand mercy. It shows no mercy. In stark contrast, the truth of the cross condemns all of us as guilty, completely unclean and unworthy in ourselves, but offers us hope and redemption and rehabilitation The message of the cross says, you have sinned and fallen short of God's perfection, and you deserve the sentence of death, but Jesus has paid the price for our sins. And if you will turn to him and plead for mercy, he will give you a new heart. As for the religion of the world, it knows nothing of a new heart, nothing of recovery, nothing of restoration. In the eyes of the world, if you were once guilty, you're always guilty. If you were once tarnished, you're always tarnished. If you were once untrustworthy, you're always untrustworthy. That's why the world never forgave or trusted Chuck Colson, for example. Once a con man, always a con man. Once a villain, always a villain. Once a felon, always a felon, according to the world. But God looked at Colson and saw a guilty sinner with a broken heart, restoring him and making him whole, raising him up as one of the most significant prophetic voices in the last generation, as well as a key leader in prison reform. In contrast, the religion of the world deals only with evil behavior, failing to realize that behind the evil behavior is an evil heart. The religion of the world looks at symptoms, not causes, at bad fruits, not bad roots. Consequently, it is unable to properly diagnose the patient, let alone cure the patient. All the religion of the world can do is condemn without offering compassion, and shame without offering the hope of salvation. It rebukes but cannot restore. It doesn't understand forgiveness. The religion of the world is absolutely right to be outraged over the inexcusable behavior of one such as Larry Nassar, a man not just accused but found guilty by the court. And it is totally understandable that the parents of the abused girls, let alone the girls themselves, would want Nassar to feel the full weight of the law. He must, and he will. But that is as far as the world's religion can go. It cannot recognize its own sin. How many of those condemning Nassar spend hours watching pornography, where the grown children of other parents are sexually abused, even if willfully? And it cannot see how someone as wicked as Nassar could ever be forgiven by God, even while spending the rest of his life behind bars. Yet the message of the cross says to someone like Larry Nassar, what you have done is horrific beyond words, and not only do you deserve to forfeit the rest of your life, you deserve the punishment of hell. Yet, Jesus says to all, if you will humble yourself, acknowledge your guilt, ask for mercy through the blood of Jesus and turn from your evil ways the rest of your days. Like Nazar, example, even he behind bars, his life can have meaning. His life could even be used to stop other abusers, where thereby saving the lives of many children and young adults. And each of us are guilty from birth, going astray our own way, sinners, but we are offered through Jesus, we can enjoy total freedom in the world to come. This is totally foreign to the religion of the world, which is ruthless and not redemptive, passing judgment in a moment, and then holding onto that judgment for life. What it fails to understand is that the way it has judged others, it too will be judged. And so those who are accusers one day will soon find themselves among the accused. You see, the message of the cross is infinitely higher, not only exposing the sin of the obviously transgressor like Larry Nazar, but also exposing the sin of hypocritical churchgoers. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In light of God's holy laws, it declares all of us guilty. In the words of Paul, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and all the world may become accountable to God. Therefore, by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. This is Romans chapter 3. Yet it does not leave us there. It calls us to repentance. It offers us new life. It promises redemption. This is the message of Jesus the Christ. We must preach to the world. The message of the cross is the power of God unto salvation for those who receive Jesus as Lord God and Savior. The religion of the world brings death, but the message of the cross of Jesus brings life out of death. Which will you choose to follow? Will you choose to follow? Satan is the author of the world's religion, of all the world's religion. Jesus, the Christ, the Lord God and Savior, is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through him. Listen to Jesus and come, follow him. Jesus says, follow me, come unto me, and be ye saved. We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Our Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, that you would live, that you would receive the love of Almighty God through His only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, the only Lord God and Savior. We have seen the religion of the world, Marxists, communism. We have seen it displayed clearly in the last days with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it is, the tragedy, the gross killing, it's murder, because it's like one mayor was standing at a checkpoint where a family from Ukraine was to pass through when a bomb blew them up. This mayor is watching from enough of a little distance to see this tragedy, and he said, "It is murder." A lot of the Russian people object to this atrocious treatment of other human beings. And some in Russia are even protesting rightfully and want this conflict or war to stop. For you see, this conflict, this is one of the examples of Satan, who comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And in Ephesians 2, it says that all have been or still are under the influence of Satan, the principality of the air. We are from birth when we are going astray, not listening to the true living God, until we come to Jesus and receive His provision to be forgiven, to be cleansed from unrighteousness, to be delivered from evil, and our souls to be healed by the love of God and have His life-giving Holy Spirit. We have, on one hand, we have Poland, an example of some who are extending mercy, and those they probably themselves have received the mercy and grace of God. And you know, Jesus says, when you come to Him, He says, "Come unto Me and come boldly before the throne of grace and receive all mercy and grace to help in time of need." This article about the Poles now saying that they will welcome those coming. Already 1.2 million have come into Poland as refugees. Earlier in the years, in 2015, there was a Syrian refugee crisis, and thousands of Poles marched through Warsaw streets chanting, "Today's refugees, tomorrow's terrorists." The difference. In 2016, 73% of the Polish population said they viewed refugees from places like Iraq and Syria as a threat to their country. But now, during the second full year of Russia's invasion into Ukraine, the Polish rhetoric surrounding refugees has taken a dramatic turn. "We will do everything to provide safe shelter in Poland for everyone who needs it," the Poland's interior ministry said to journalists at the beginning of the crisis. Now Poles have lent their voices and even homes to support the roughly 1.2 million Ukrainians who have poured into the country. They have distributed food, raised funds, organized medical convoys to give aid. And I've clicked on the plus button and it's not giving me the rest of the story. But it is even worse, if anything can be worse than war. In Ukraine, Russia is targeting civilians, destroying buildings and people. They're not even fighting the war as military, opposing military, but are destroying the citizens. Do you know, as I've said, and I hope you've realized, that there's none innocent, no, not one, none that seeks after God, but God seeks us. There was a Sunday evening in my life when my husband's youngest brother called to say that he had found God to be reality, and that it was man that had messed up this world. I did not know the reality he spoke of, but I knew I'd messed up. And that evening, God granted me a weight of conviction of my need of wanting to want God's way instead of trying to make my way God's. It's impossible, but people who are trying to be God themselves have created the false religions of the world. Once I lived in the mainland Japan for 2 years. I was teaching some women and their children English and Bible. And one of the ladies and her teenage daughters came to understand the need to know and receive Jesus, the only Lord God and Savior. The following year, I left Japan and was living again in Okinawa. My husband was thinking we'd only be there 1 year, not five, like a previous time we had been in Okinawa. So I went back to visit my friends in mainland Japan before I'd be far away. And I met this woman and her daughter, and we went on a train ride. She didn't say where we were going, but when we got there, we went through a marketplace, much like Jesus did when he went on the way to the temple, and people were selling goods, selling the animals to make a profit off of the people. And Jesus took cords and made a whip out of them and chased out the money changers, the animals, and said, "My Father's house is a house of prayer, and you have turned it into a den of thieves." All the places in the world other than the place of true worship, as Jesus told one woman, the Father is looking for those to worship him in spirit and in truth, not in a temple, not on a mountain, but in spirit and in truth. That Sunday evening, 47 years ago, I came to have the relationship with the Father through Jesus the Christ by his Holy Spirit, in spirit and in truth. I invite you to know the love and life we all need. Everyone with breath and heartbeat needs to have in order to have full life as it was intended from the beginning in spirit and in truth. Jesus, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind, the only Lord God and Savior, invites all. Come, Jesus says, come unto me, follow me, for I am the author of life, and I will give you the gift of faith so that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from the deceiver, Satan, the father of lies. For when we're born going astray, we're listening to him. Turn to Jesus and be set free. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. There's a little song that says, I've been redeemed, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, saved and sanctified I am. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. I want to share in Leviticus 17:11, it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. We have a body, but we are a soul. And to live our souls need to have the Holy Spirit of the living God. We need to have Jesus the Christ, the only Lord God and Savior, the one who created heaven, earth, and mankind in the beginning to restore to us life in spirit and in truth. If you read the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the living Word, and the living Word was with God and was God, and all things were created by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. And in Him, the living Word, was life, and His life was the light of men. But men loved darkness and went astray. But the living Word became flesh, Jesus the Christ, so that we could be restored, be redeemed through Him. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, the love of Almighty God, who wants you to know Him. For in Jesus the Christ is the restoration of a relationship with the living God. And that is to have life eternal now and forever. There is a chapter that sort of explains Romans chapter 5. For those who have come to Christ, received forgiveness, received restoration, received the life-giving Holy Spirit, begins with their life, our life. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I will interject here. The kingdom of God is not here or there, over there, but Christ in you, when you receive Him as your Lord God and Savior, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us in Christ. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now received, been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if and when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Just as through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, for until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. Come unto me, Jesus invites, and be ye saved, redeemed, transformed. Receive the grace of God. Receive the gift of faith. Receive the Holy Spirit of God, transforming us now with hope for eternity. There's a hymn maybe you are familiar with. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Forgiven, cleansed, delivered, and healed. This is who all who are in Jesus, who have come to him for forgiveness, for new life, for his life-giving Holy Spirit. This is who we become, a child of God, adopted into God's family. When I placed my faith in Jesus, I'm no longer an orphan. I'm God's child with all the rights and privileges of belonging to the household of God. I'm fully acceptable to my Father, God. He loves me unconditionally. He forgives me fully. He has restored my dignity, having covered my shame. I am united with Jesus, I'm a co-heir with Christ. All Jesus bought and paid for is my inheritance as well. I will put away orphan thinking, and I will think like a child of God. I have the family name, Christian. I have the family likeness. I have access to my Father's throne. When he says, come boldly before the throne of grace to receive all mercy and grace to help in time of need. I will align my heart to my Father's heart. I will embrace the passions of heaven. I will be bold in coming into my Father's presence. I will pursue intimacy with my heavenly Papa. I will be bold in asking for my needs. I will be bold in asking for my passions. I will live like I own the farm, because all the Father has is mine. Come, Jesus says, come to me, for I will give you the right to become children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit, and be children of Papa, Daddy God. Say yes to Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes. I receive you, Jesus, as Lord God and Savior. Amen.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.